when we read about the story of a man who ran away from God, it's necessary when we focus on this person, we must also realize that he, Yonah, was a tzaddik. He, Yonah, was also a Navi, receiving prophecy directly from God. Instead of the focus, as we have in the past, of Yonah's flaws, his mistakes, running away from God, getting caught in a storm, I would like to focus on one sentence that he says. One sentence which redeems all of his actions, and something that we can focus on this moment before Ne'ilah service. When Yonah was on this boat, he was with sailors who were not tzaddikim, hardly. They were oivid of Avodah Zarah, they were idol worshippers, violating one of the biggest sins known to man. They asked Yonah one question. Ma nasalach v'yishto kayom yaleinu? What can we do so that this terrible storm will stop? And Yonah answers, Vayomer aleihem she'uni batiluni el hayom. Pick me up and heave me into the sea. Ki yodeani b'sheli hatzar hagadol hazalechem. For I know that it is because of me that this terrible storm is upon you. Yonah is in the midst of Rishaim. He could easily have pointed his finger and cast the blame of this terrible storm on them. Instead, Yonah accepts responsibility. He accepts responsibility for himself and blames no one else around him for his own actions. We will be reciting in Vidui the sentence Aval anachnu v'avoseinu chatanu, that we are not brazen to say that we are tzaddikim and that we have not sinned. Aval anachnu v'avoseinu chatanu, but we and our fathers have sinned. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva removes one word, and he says the proper form of confession is aval anachnu chatan. The Rambam removes the word avoseinu. We do not say that we have sinned and our fathers have sinned, because that, explains the Rambam, is part of the problem. We cannot cast blame on our actions, the things that we know we should not be doing, the things that we could be doing to improve ourselves, by saying that it's anachnu v'avoseinu, that I can blame my upbringing, I can blame my environment and my parents for who I am today. This is our last moment. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during the Yomim Noroyim, and now finally on Ne'ilah, the last time to be able to say Aval Anachnu Chatanu, that I will not point fingers at others, I will not blame my upbringing or my environment, I will accept responsibility for my own actions. And may we merit, upon this huge step of accepting responsibility for ourselves, to be Zocha Badin and have a ksiva, v'chasima, tov.